If you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF, joining us as they do every pregame. I will say this. If you would like to see before you hear what we got going on today, log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. Our live stream is up. It has the five of us on. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. That brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. Make sure you stock up on Kind IPA for the game this weekend.
Well, you should always be kind.
Yes. Take your own advice, Dick.
I am.
From 95.7 The Fan, the Sports Bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. Mike Danger. Hey, Mike.
Speechless.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're not going to talk to Mike right now because now we have to roll over here to a man who it's hard for him to roll over. From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy. Hello, Ryan.
Full of speech.
Say that again?
Full of speech.
Okay. Tommy, would you like to describe what Ryan is today?
Well, it's a twist. I didn't think this was coming, but it kind of makes sense.
No, he loves twists, chocolate and vanilla.
Because he's playing the long game here.
Uh-huh.
So today, I thought he was going to come as you.
Yeah.
Because that would be the last member of the break room.
Sure, sure, sure.
But we have extended break room here.
Uh-huh.
And he today is Mike Danger.
Danger Ryan.
Danger Ryan.
I told you he didn't have the balls.
No, I think he's playing a long game.
He ain't got the balls.
Because Super Bowl time,
he ain't got
the balls.
He's
coming as your big egoed ass.
Big, he ain't. When did I have an ego all of a sudden? When did that happen?
Look at
Shut up! All right. Danger.
Which one?
Shut up. Real danger. Oh, no. Tell you what. I'll make sure we differentiate as we move forward.
Right.
Not going to die at 40 danger.
Yeah.
Really bothers him.
Why wouldn't it?
This is... Wow, we got your break character in the first 3 minutes. Danger, this is, true or false, the biggest game since 1994 in this franchise. Can you think of a game previous to the last Super Bowl that was bigger than this one?
No. This is it. This is the one, right? This is the best chance that they've had. You go back to 2020. I don't think that 2020 has the same kind of vibe that this one has. It was weird. Half the fans weren't in the stadium.
People forgot. I mean, it hasn't been talked about enough. There was only 17,000 fans in the stadium due to COVID.
Oh, that's right.
And only a smattering of Bills fans that were allowed to make the trip.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. This will be the first time the Bills play in this environment in the playoffs since 2021.
It's going to be different. And I know you guys mentioned it earlier, but I mean, for every time that there's been a team that has had a chance to three-peat, they've gotten to this point, but they haven't gotten to the Super Bowl, which I kind of like. I kind of like how that trends out for the Bills.
All right. We turn to Ryan Danger.
Yeah, yeah.
It does feel that this team is built differently than the teams before. The other ones, they were flash, they were sizzle, they could explode, they could hurt you if they had their opportunities. This team, Ryan, doesn't have to wait for opportunities. They can do it to you by their own accord.
They can do it right to you. You know, it just comes right to them. You know what they are? They are fun and they are authentic. Just like the food and atmosphere at Bosdyke's on Long Pond at Spencerport Road. Book your next party at Bosdyke's. Bosdyke's.com, 95.7 The Fan.
When did Bosdyke's close?
I don't even know what that place is.
You don't know Bosdyke's?
No.
Come on. We know Bosdyke's.
Yeah. It was a Duffy family staple. All right. It was a party restaurant. It doesn't matter. Tommy made his picks this morning.
Yeah, buddy.
He's doing this thing, and I just want to let both dangers know up front. Tommy is doing this thing where all week he was excited about the game, and then he realized everyone else was excited about the game, and the only personality trait he has is doing what the opposite of other people because he thinks it makes him unique. So he's just been being a dick all morning. With that being said,
go ahead.
Let's get to our first pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Tommy, over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen Sunday.
What do you think?
I'm asking.
You got two dogs in this field.
Oh, my God. You can do the dog thing again?
You do. You got two dogs.
Two dogs.
You got your three-peat dog. And what did you say? What was your catchphrase?
Golden Retriever.
Why not?
Oh.
Your why not dog.
Oh.
Now, what dog are you going to feed today?
I don't know.
I think McDermott is coming with some kibble and bits, and he's going to feed his why not dog.
No, what are you saying?
I don't know.
So that means Josh is going to go balls to skin on this game and push it in. Of course he's going to get – I'm going to take the over.
All right, so to be clear, you are over 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
To be clear.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure you can try and wiggle.
No, wiggling.
You weigh a.
Feed them dogs.
Danger?
Yeah.
Josh Allen has played the Kansas City Chiefs 3 times in the playoffs. We all know this. We also know he has yet to defeat them in the playoffs. Yet, in every game, he has played the Chiefs in the playoffs, he has gone over 2.5 total touchdowns. Over, under, 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
And this season, he's just been different, right? We've seen him put on the cape when he needs to put on the cape, including when they played the Chiefs in Week 11, when he scored that touchdown, when he ran it in, and that was awesome. Like, a lot of people looked at that as, like, the play of the year at that point. I've got him at 2 touchdowns. 2.5 feels high. So I'm going to take the under on this one.
Where's your dogs now, bitch?
I don't think they don't like dogs.
You got that?
They don't like it.
Who's they?
They, the dangers.
The dangers of the world?
I'm not the doughy dangers over here.
Doughy danger. Doanger. So to be clear, you are under 2.5 touchdowns for Josh Allen. All right, so we go from danger from 95.7 the fan to danger from 95.7 the flan. You know, Josh Ryan has gotten over 2.5 in the 3 games they've lost.
Yeah.
We've seen the Bills tailor game plans now specifically to teams they've been playing, like ultra style. If 2.5 touchdowns has gotten you losses, do they alter that so Josh doesn't have to do as much, over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen?
You know, I got to think, you know, it's interesting to think about it, like how I mentioned before, going back to Week 11, I put the ball in my hands, I'm Josh Allen. I am authentic to supporting this team. Just like you can find authentic Mexican food at Chi-Chi's on West Henrietta Road, plan your next fiesta at Chi-Chi's. I mean, 98 and on the buzz.
Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 1.5 an interception for Chiefs quarterback Patrick
they
Mahomes.
They got it. Yeah,
no, they don't. In fact, they
stinking.
Haven't. They haven't yet. I just told you that. No, I literally just said they have not done
only
that.
In the playoffs. They've got him in regular season.
This isn't the regular season. This is the playoffs.
I know. But Mahomes is looking a little shaky.
He didn't throw one last week. What is that?
What's that?
He's making
that is
noises
that.
Now.
Is that?
Over under. Ooh. 1.5 an interception for Patrick
Mahomes.
Yeah,
they got to get this kid one time.
Kimmy, did you know that he hadn't thrown an interception in the playoffs against the Bills before just now?
No.
Neither did I. Maybe
no,
very,
I did not know that.
Like that. Don't like it.
Fact.
All right, so to be
but,
clear.
I mean, Tommy's logic. What's your logic usually?
He's due.
He was due last season.
This is double due.
Double due.
Double due.
Double down due, baby.
Dave DM'd us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You have one danger on the sports bar and another danger who needs sports bra. Ryan?
Yeah.
No interceptions in the playoffs against the Bills in his career, over under 1.5 an interception for Patrick Mahomes.
You got to think that this Bills defense is going to go out and get everything that they need, right? Just like how if you go to Kaldor, you can find everything that you need from back to school clothes to your next business meeting. Find everything you need at Kaldor. I'm taking the over on this one. 97.9, the number one hit music station.
Did you mess up PXY's call letters?
97.9.
Okay, so for those who are not aware, these are all stations Danger has worked at one point.
Wow.
I've read many liner cards, many, many, many endorsements.
Why are you picking businesses that have been closed for 25 years?
These are ones that were at the peak of my career.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, wow.
Oh, oh my God! That hurt me!
I'm so sorry.
He didn't even okay. We turned to real Danger. I mean, the Bills winning these games this season, it's because of the turnovers. It does have to alarm you. Were you aware he had never thrown an interception before you saw that number this week in the playoffs against the Bills?
It doesn't surprise me. He's great. Like, the Bills feel this year like they have forgotten, or they're not afraid of losing. They're going into every game saying, look, if we lose to this team, they're a really good team. We're not afraid. We've lost in every imaginable way possible. It hurts every time. We're not afraid of it anymore.
They're feeding that dog, I told you.
Stop saying dog.
With no Taylor Rapp back there, Cole Bishop has an opportunity here to step up.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, come on, Danger. I'm the most optimistic Bills fan of all time, and I love Cole Bishop. But for you to say...
Hold on. I haven't given my pick yet. Will you relax?
No, I won't relax.
Take it easy.
No.
I'm going to throw up all over your microphone.
He does that every day.
And once you and Ryan get together, write some more comedy bits. You guys are both crushing it today.
What do you think about Christian Benford? Do you think he's going to clear protocol? Is Dr. Nick and Sal Capaccio going to clear him before he has to get back on the field? Over there in the blue tent?
I think he plays, but again, as Tommy said this morning, He forgot. He doesn't even know.
What did I say?
Christian Benford's the one in concussion protocol, and he's trending to play, but... with the brain, you never know, is what Tommy said this morning. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, try and keep up.
He could play.
No, the NFL will hold him out.
I think he's going to play, but I still think Patrick Mahomes isn't going to throw an interception.
Under.
Right.
Under.
All right.
A little disappointed in you, Mike.
I like
this other mic today. The warmer mic.
Well, yeah, just based on mass. Two Dangers hanging out with us here on a Football Friday. Mike Danger from 95.7, The Fan. You can catch him every weekday, 3 to 6 in the sports bar. Ryan Duffy, dressed as Danger from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under, 90 yards rushing for James Cook.
So you don't think they're going to need him that much?
He is the starting
Cook
running back.
He is their go-to, yes.
But like Ray Davis, or excuse me, Ty Johnson.
They've come up big.
I mean, that Lions game,
yeah.
They won that game because of Ty Johnson.
Okay. Put a little wrinkle in that now.
Oh, what happened?
I was thinking one way, but now you mentioned those other two guys. Now, of course, I'm going to give him the 90 yards.
Can we disqualify him for that? I was going to say.
No. Cook gets his 90.
You think he's all right. So you got Josh getting 2.5 touchdowns, Mahomes throwing interceptions.
This should be a hell of a game,
and
man.
James Cook going over 90 yards rushing.
We're going to have some fun.
Offensive show.
No, that's not.
Yeah, thank you.
No, that's not a hell of a game. That's a Bills. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself.
What?
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Did I hear something?
No.
Oh, don't
did I hear
dare.
Echoes? In
I'm going to tell you right now.
Echoes in the break room? Of stuff? What?
Danger, the most rushing yards James Cook has had against the Kansas City Chiefs. 4 games in his career, including playoffs. 61 yards. It was in the playoff game last year in Orchard Park. Over under 90 yards rushing for James Cook.
I think if he's going to get 90, he's going to have to break off a long run, and I just don't see it happening against Kansas City's defense. They're going to play well. They always play well against the Bills. It's going to be tight. Plus, you have the other backs that you mentioned earlier. So I'm going to go under on this one, Pat.
Okay.
Cool Danger.
Man, you are nailing it today.
Well, I'm looking at two Duffies. It's hard. Well,
yeah, you've looked.
It's one Duffy too much.
We turn to Swollen Danger.
Oh, hey.
James Cook is. It's being argued that James Cook's performance this season is why Josh has been able to excel the way that he has. They are taking the pressure off. And like we talked about before, Josh doing it all the last couple of years in the playoffs against the Chiefs has not resulted in a win. Over under 90 yards rushing for James Cook.
You know, the people that know me, Mike Danger, know that I like to say, whatever happens, happens. But life is based off a choice of decisions. And I think that Joe Brady's going to make the right decision in balancing the load between the passing and running game. I'm taking the over on this one. I'm going to take the over on James Cook.
Wait, so you've got Josh with 2.5 touchdowns and James Cook over 90 yards?
Yeah, believe it. Yeah.
I also love how he ran out of stations Danger once.
Oh, yeah, torture. That's right.
He knows you up until about 10 years ago, and then it's over.
Yeah.
It's done. Dynamite research this week, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hopefully, the only disappointment this weekend comes from this segment.
Honestly, I thought that last one was going to land a little harder, so I blame my informant on what?
Last what?
The last line that I read.
Read it again?
Whatever happens, happens, but life is based off a choice of decisions. I'm told we say that a lot.
Oh, you reached out to my daughters. My daughters are feeding you lines, aren't they?
No.
Yeah. It's weird because it looks like they're feeding him cheesecake. All right, let's get to our fourth pick this morning from Tommy on CMF. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
Well, obviously with my picks, I'm saying they win.
All right.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so the Bills win.
Right. Yeah, okay, so we're good then.
Period.
I think we're good. I mean.
You mother, don't you dare.
Because I heard somebody in the room almost say they had a mouthful of blowout. In their mouth.
So.
What? Go.
Let's go for a blowout.
No.
Come on. Let's have some fun, baby. Let's stick it to them. Let's push it all the way in.
Are you predicting a blowout?
All the way in.
Are you predicting a blowout or are you saying let's go for a blowout? What
let's
are you doing?
Go for a blowout.
No. What
blowout.
Is it? Are you predicting?
Go for a
no,
blowout.
No. Stop it. I'm not referencing your fingers.
Right
no. I'm not referencing your fingers.
Push it in.
Not. Stop. Are you predicting a blowout?
I am predicting. Let's go for it. Let's get a blowout.
No. Listen to me. Yes or no, the game will be a blur.
The game will be blur.
Okay. All right, before we get into that pick,
yeah.
Can I just stop real quick?
Go ahead.
You reached out to Danger's daughters?
No, I did not. I am not going to support that. There was a fellow employee told me.
My daughters are big fans of the segment. It wouldn't surprise me.
No,
if they reached out to him, or if he reached out to them.
Just remember, hey, what's up? I'm 36-year-old Ryan.
Yeah, that did not happen.
I'd like to DM you on Instagram. Hey, tell me about your dad.
No.
Tonight
what's
he on Picks by
no,
a Predator.
You don't understand. My daughters are such a fan of this segment. They walk around. There was the last time they played Kansas City, Ryan had a line to me where he said, no, karma is your boyfriend, Danger. And they walk around whenever I say something, they throw that at me like, no, Dad, karma is your boyfriend. I'm like, all right.
I make lasting impressions.
That's right, yeah.
All right, so that's the actual Mike Danger talking. Chris on Twitter, as we turn to Mike Dumpling. Ryan, do the Bills win this game? Mm-hmm. If not, do they keep within a point? And do they win it in a blue?
I gotta say, you know, I'm feeling a little frisky, much like I normally do in my afternoon radio show on 95.7 The Fan. I gotta say, I'm gonna go with the blue here.
Damn,
you know, I feel like I gotta make the right decision, and you can make the right decision this election season. Vote Dukakis Benton. Learn more at DukakisBenton.com.
Kimmy has no idea who that is.
That's going so far back.
It's not even that far back. What was it, 88?
That's way back, man.
Yeah, she was born in 89.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry, Kimmy wasn't born yet. All right. You know what the funniest part is? Based on all the picks, the fake Danger is going to pick different than the real Danger. Because you talked this morning, earlier about...
It's a torn Danger.
Yes.
The duality of man.
The Chiefs defense and, I mean, the games we played before. I'm sorry, I don't mean to steal your thunder, Danger.
I'm having a real hard time agreeing with myself, with me, you, on
us.
This pick. Us. I'm going 30-21 Bills.
Ooh.
That's a sea hair under a blowout.
But it's not a blur.
But, man, we so close.
So you got, I mean, it was a 9-point win in the regular season. You have the Bills doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on!
When I say it's going to be a great game,
because you're
an idiot. I don't get the harbor seal of you.
None of us are going to be comfortable. We're going to be on the edge of our seat.
I'm going to be as comfortable as a mofo.
Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody asked you. We're talking. Men are talking. Football fans are talking. You got nothing.
I'm going to enjoy my drinks and a nice game.
If we ever fight, it's going to be today. I want you to know that right now. So bring your big boy pack. I can't even talk. I'm so mad at you. I got a full bill.
You're just giving him all the information for next week when he comes in as you.
He ain't got the balls. And stupid, there's a bye next week.
Well, the Super Bowl.
Let's get to our final pick. The bonus pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF.
Not so fast. Kansas City bound buddy. My bonus pick this week lands on the shoulders of Travis Kelce.
Oh.
I think he has a nightmare of a game. I don't think this kid does anything. I think McDermott shuts that guy down.
Oh, my God.
To the point.
Oh, my God.
To the point. After the game, he starts melting down and whining about calls. He's just going to be a big whiny bitch. Into a microphone after the game.
Into a microphone.
Yeah. You
know, we would have to have audio.
Right.
All right. So.
And.
Double bonus?
I think his old lady gets involved in the bitching too.
So you have. All right. So
for the first time ever.
Okay. Your bonus pick is that Travis Kelce has such a poor game that he bitches about the officiating when it's over.
Just whining.
And there will be a quote from Taylor Swift.
Oh, she might even just stick her damn head in there.
Danger.
Which one?
Real Danger.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Okay, go ahead.
Call him Paycheck Danger.
Paycheck Danger. Does Travis Kelce have such a poor game that he gets on a mic and bitches about the referees after the game, and then Taylor Swift also has some audio where she criticizes the officiating as well?
I'm going no on this one.
Okay, that's a no.
Wait, totally no on both or one?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if...
Because they're whining now about the game.
The officiating, and that there could be some complaints about the officiating. That could happen. I don't know that it'll necessarily be Kelce. I mean, we remember last year when they called back that touchdown and Mahomes was sour about it.
Oh, when the foot was over the line?
Yeah, and he, you know, that really kind of like turned a lot of people on that team. I think at that moment, like, okay, why are you complaining about the call that was the right call? But he was kind of a sore sport about that whole thing.
Well, let's not forget, there is that video of a referee calling a penalty against Travis Kelce where in the background he does the J.O. hand motion to the referee. So he's not above criticizing.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. We turn to, according to Frank, to Diabanger. I think he was going for Danger with Diabetes, right. Which also
diabetic
sounds like,
danger.
Oh, you think?
I think it sounds like a great alt rock band, by the way.
Diabetic Danger.
We're Diabetic with Danger. Doesn't matter. Ryan?
Yeah.
Does Travis Kelce play such a poor game that he is on record criticizing the Chiefs after the game, and then his girlfriend Taylor Swift also gets in on it.
You mentioned the precedent when it comes to Travis Kelce and the officials. I remember a video where Travis Kelce got a flag, and then he was so upset about it, he took his towel out and threw the flag.
I forgot about
the referee,
that one. That's two of them.
Where the referee threw his hat up in the air, indicating another flag, and he got ejected from that.
And Travis Kelce did not have a hat, so he's out. He's out of things to throw.
Exactly. But I will say, on that Kadarius Toney offsides last season, you could hear audio of Travis Kelce talking to Josh Allen. Travis Kelce, who caught that touchdown, mind you, that he said was not complaining about it whatsoever. Whether that was a measured response or whatever, I don't see Travis Kelce complaining about the officials. I think he is above that. And, I'm taking no on this one.
All right.
I'm
with what about his girlfriend?
No, no. She's got way more going on. No, no.
What's she got going on?
96.5.
It's off-season.
You've never worked on CMF?
No.
Boo.
I do not. Well, I'm on it right now.
He's never said the call letters, man. Doesn't count. Man, this is bad. This is like method actor falling on his face, right? Like box office of like $70,000.
WKRP Cincinnati.
Shut up. Kimmy has no idea what
she
that is.
She knows that. We've talked about it.
Have we?
Yeah.
Name one character. No, okay. All right. Danger, real danger.
Kano. He was on it.
He was all of them.
Yes.
Danger.
Yeah.
Big show for you guys today.
Yeah, we'll get you ready. We've got Carl Jones, who used to play defensive back for Syracuse, now with WIVB-TV in Buffalo, joining us at 425, and we'll make our picks, our best bets, with our friend from BetQL, P.J. Glasser, at 325.
P.J. Glasser is such an I-gamble name.
Yeah.
Where are you going to gamble? Oh, we're going with P.J. Glasser. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Ryan, if I wanted to catch the latest episode of the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, where could I find that?
You can find that on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, and you can find us on social media at let's.go.duffalo.
All right, gentlemen, Godspeed.
Oh, my God, Monday.
Good
luck. Let's go. What does the world look like on Monday, Pat?
For me, probably blurry no matter what happens. I'll say this.
What's that?
Up until this morning, I had not even given myself the ability to imagine the Bills not winning. And then, last night I started thinking about like what would happen, and now I don't want to puke all the time.
It's happening.
Oh,
it's happening, buddy. Sure.
Look at that.
I just got a little sexually aroused.
It's happening.
Did you just?
Let's go.
What's with the finger?
Oh, I was here and now I'm here.
Okay. Oh, well, that's an erection.
Yeah, that's a six to midnight right there, buddy. All right, gentlemen.
Wow, actual size.
We're fighting.
I've seen you naked.
Yeah, you have. Oh, yeah. By the way, I've seen.
Nobody's tripping over you.
Show or grower, bro. Show or grower. Yeah. Well, no, I didn't know. Okay, we're getting off
the
topic.
The anthem of the teeny weeny.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Oh, let's go Bills.
All right. All right, listen.
Yeah.
This could get technical for nobody but you. Everyone else will understand.
Okay, tell me so dumb.
I need you to stay with me. No, I'm not
listening.
Not dumb. Ignorant.
That's just insulting.
No. Well,
this is something you don't use, so I get why you wouldn't know about it.
All right, so everyone is aware of the potential impending TikTok ban.
Yeah.
The idea that
is
President
it
Trump...
back, it's not back.
So President...
It's there, but you can't use it.
Yeah. President Trump came up with this in his last administration. Mm-hmm. It worked its way through for the last couple of years, and the Supreme Court upheld a TikTok ban. As of right now, President Trump, who started the talk of the ban in the first place, has held off on the ban for 75 days. But 2 weeks ago, TikTok shut down operations for a day, thinking they were gone forever.
Yeah,
in America. And when that happened,
whatever,
a lot of people deleted TikTok from their phones. They could not get into the app. There was no point anymore.
So they figured it was gone forever.
You got it. Right. Well, 24 hours later, TikTok showed back up again.
All right, so just put the app back on your phone.
That's a problem.
Why?
Despite the fact that the ban has not been put in place, you cannot download TikTok from any of the app stores on any of the phones. It is
so
still
if you don't have it already,
on your
you
phone,
can't get it.
You got it. So folks that deleted it are now freaking the F
out. So they're also frozen out.
You got it.
All right.
And that has led to this.
What happened?
Right now on eBay, people are selling phones with TikTok already installed for thousands of dollars.
So you're saying just to get your TikTok back?
Just to get TikTok, for
How
example.
How good is TikTok that you need to spend that? I get if you make your money on it, but if you're just somebody that looks
enjoys
at TikTok,
it. Yeah,
you're going to spend a couple, because you're going to get some version of TikTok's going to come.
Okay, hold on.
It's coming.
So an iPhone.
They're going to work it out.
This week,
man who doesn't understand technology.
No, but if it's worth something, somebody's going to buy it, and you'll get your TikTok.
But the argument is what makes it what it is can only come from the
actual TikTok.
And the folks in China that are the ones that started it. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Right. So long story short, an iPhone 15 was sold on eBay with TikTok pre-installed earlier this week for $3,100.
What a chump.
There are other phones being listed for as high as $10,000. And they're all over the place, depending on the age of the phone. And
this is so stupid, because eventually TikTok's going to be obsolete when the next thing shows up.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. And you spent that much money, and if you would have played the long game, you're going to get this back, and you're going to get the next thing, which is going to make TikTok, who cares?
Okay, well, it's actually stupider than you think. I'm Kimmy. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, though, I mean, if you don't use TikTok, I get like why you wouldn't understand why somebody would want this. But
I'm
trying to compare it to something.
No, I want to sit this way when you talk down to me. It's easier to see.
I'm not talking down to you. I'm trying.
I'm not talking. I'm just pointing at you.
Let me finish my point. You might like my point.
I love it when you talk down to me.
So TikTok, for a lot of people, because you asked, why would you have TikTok if you're not making money on it?
Right, right. If I'm just looking
at
it.
It's entertainment for people, right? So you're telling me that you've never spent $1,000 on some type of entertainment.
Yes, pornography.
Okay, that would sound pretty stupid, too, now that we look back on it.
Right, but I'm saying everybody kind of has their limit for what they use daily and what they're willing to spend on entertainment. And that's what I consider that for some people who maybe just use it to scroll and pass time.
All right, so let me ask you this. What's the difference between TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook?
I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, like, seriously.
Is it that much different to use?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And is that more fabulous to use?
Yes. I mean, yeah, you have people spending thousands of dollars.
And all I see is people, like, dancing and doing these stupid skits. What's so great about it? I like how I'm so stupid. I don't get it.
You're not
but y'all can't even explain it to me.
No, but you're going the old man rally. Why do you even need it?
I'm the problem now.
Burning your draft cards, looking at the TikTok.
Tommy, you're too stupid. I can't even talk down to you, stupid son.
No, that's the point where we're at. 252 WCMF. People are selling phones with TikTok already installed on them after millions of Americans deleted TikTok two weeks ago, thinking that it was going to be gone forever. Well, the president has put a 75-day stay on the TikTok ban, which means you can still use it, but none of these stores that sell apps with cell phones are allowing people to download it. The only way to get it back if you deleted TikTok is to buy a phone with it pre-installed. And the argument you made, Tommy, about it becoming obsolete eventually with that's a good
the
argument.
The next thing moves on.
But it's even dumber than that.
What's that?
So right now, if you buy a phone with it pre-installed, you can use TikTok. But as soon as they have a software update for the app, which will eventually come, that becomes obsolete.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So you're going to go away again?
So in theory, in, let's say, 75 days, TikTok goes away forever.
Yeah.
Oh, if they update the technology on the app a week later, can't ever use it again.
So it's still dead in the water.
Yeah, you would have paid $3,000 to use an app for 2.5 months.
You're so dumb.
And I mean, those people buying these phones had to have known that, right? Like, are they
Do they? Not everybody does deep research. Some people are just stupid. So trust me, I've seen it. I hear it.
It is such an interesting phenomenon, what's happening here.
I mean, following this thing from the beginning to now, it's been a wild ride. And I'm not even a regular TikTok user.
I've never used it in my life. I have no but.
Like, I can see the draw. I can see why it can become addicting to people.
I do it like a typical 38-year-old man. I watch TikToks 2 weeks later on Instagram Reels.
No.
That's how Americans.
I also fall under that category. I think that's a millennial thing.
Is that what it is?
According to TikTok.
Okay.
All right. So let's say maybe you don't know the answer to this. So
don't you talk down to me after I've tried to explain everything
to you. No. Because I've learned how to talk down to people listening to YouTube.
While looking up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if let's say TikTok gets bought by Elon Musk.
Sure.
And he owns the American version of this thing. Because it sounds like to me he's only going to be able to buy the American version of this because it's a global thing. He'll just own the American side of it. Is that going to be a different TikTok than what somebody looks like in like Great Britain or in China?
So from what I've been reading, and again, I am ignorant to this.
Because they're not selling the whole package to the guy.
No, because it's making them a fortune.
Yeah.
It's been thrown out that, it would not be the same experience.
So I heard what I heard on the news.
You didn't tell me what you heard.
Well, it's the news. Ever heard of it? They say it's not going to be the same version. It's not going to be what you already have.
Well, it's tough to replicate.
It's not going to be as good.
But it could be, yeah.
Well, look, if you could replicate it.
It's definitely going to be different.
If you could replicate it, somebody would have already because they would have made a fortune. Right. Everyone would have migrated over to
that. So you may not be getting what you think anyway.
No, and I think that's the point here and why people are scrambling to keep it. I mean, it's really, this is the whole, it's very funny.
Well, if somebody's smart enough to come up with something better, they should jump on it now, man, because you're going to get all of it. You
should let them know.
Good advice, everyone listening.
So you know they're, no, I think they're working on it right now. And it's going to pop.
It's just such a weird thing.
It's going to be, I'll tell you, here's my bonus pick.
Shut up.
I think there already is something that they've been advertising. I can't remember the name of it.
This kid's working on it right now. It's going to be one of these smart kids from India that's over here at college, and he's going to pop this thing. He's going to be the next Zuckerberg. Indian Zuckerberg. Fareed Zuckerberg.